MPs Rhonda Blackmore and Regina Police Chief Evan Brainow joining me. Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore, the very latest on the investigation in relation to the alert that we just had a couple of minutes ago.
So the alert was updated. We don't have any new information to provide, but the two suspects still remain at large. And as a result, it's important to remind the public to remain vigilant, remind them that the alert remains in place, and hence the reason why that last alert was sent out again.
Mm. Is there anything more that you could add in terms of how yesterday transpired, the timeline, anything like that?
We did provide some of the timeline yesterday as the timeline of the alerts that went out. Our initial call about a stabbing at James Smith Cree Nation was at 5:40 in the morning, and within the next 30 minutes or so, we received additional calls of additional reports of additional stabbing victims.
Joining us this morning, RCMP Assistant Commissioner and Commanding Officer, Saskatchewan RCMP Rhonda Blackmore, also Regina Police Chief Evan Bray. Chief Evan Bray, I guess for Regina Police and RPS, their involvement right now with the investigation.
Yeah, this is, you know, very much a collaborative and cooperative effort with the RCMP. The last credible, reliable information we had is that we believe these suspects to be in our community. We haven't had any new information that would disprove that, and so as a result, we're operating under the opinion that they are here, and as a result, we've got what I would call a very aggressive investigation underway with the RCMP to try and pin down their whereabouts, and really, I think the main message that I would like to get across is the appeal to the public that if someone knows some information that can help us in locating these individuals, we would really appreciate a phone call, somehow getting a hold of the police to let us know. This is a situation that has a lot of anxiety in our province, a lot of worry, and let's not forget the tragedies that happened yesterday. For an entire province and communities to step forward, the first thing is we have to get these two safely in custody, and that's our priority right now.
Chief, and I guess if it could be anything out of the ordinary or anything suspicious. If anything is just not right, they should call, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the advantage of having robust investigative teams working on this. We will investigate every tip and every piece of information that comes in. Sometimes they lend to credible source information or information that we weren't previously aware of, but I can assure you between the work of the RCMP and our police service, we are working on this and have been since yesterday morning when those calls came in.
RCMP Assistant Commissioner and Commanding Officer Rhonda Blackmore, the FSIN chief yesterday put out a statement about the effect of drugs on the community of James Smith. Do we know, is this drug related? Is it gang related?
At this point in time, we have no information to indicate that. That is part of the investigation that's ongoing. We will be looking at all of those avenues to determine if that did play a factor in the suspect's behavior or the actions that they took yesterday.
We've had a reporter in Weldon this morning, and his understanding there is just one victim, one fatality in Weldon. You can confirm that?
Yes, I can confirm we have one fatality from the community of Weldon, and there are nine deceased individuals from James Smith Cree Nation.
Okay, and again, spread out over a number of locations?
That's correct. We are processing 13 crime scenes at this time.
Are the two men, the two suspects, related, and how?
We don't have that information at this point in time. We don't know if they're related. Obviously, they have the same last name, but we are unable to confirm if there is any relation between the two of them.
Joining us this morning, RCMP Assistant Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore, also Regina Police Chief Evan Bray. Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore, now names of the victims are starting to come out in news reports, social media as well. Now, we appreciate the fact that the need to notify next of kin. But to make sure the information is correct, when can we expect an official list of the victims?
We will be working with other agencies, both with the coroner and with the First Nation and, of course, the families. It's very important that families are made aware of the situation and that no information goes out prior to when it should. So we will be working to process that, but at this point in time, we need to confirm that families have all been informed, not just that initial next of kin notification.
Was the RCMP aware that a warrant had been out for the arrest of Miles Sanderson since May?
The warrant that was issued was not issued by an RCMP detachment. So, you know, there's many individuals in this province who have warrants for arrest. We have, you know, specialized teams as a result of the province of Saskatchewan assigning additional resources to the RCMP last year. We have a warrant enforcement suppression team, and they work specifically on enforcing outstanding warrants. So, they hadn't worked on this specific file, but there are many other files that they have been addressing through their efforts.
Is there anything else that you can tell us about the two suspects, a background on the two?
The suspects are known to police, but beyond that, I can't confirm anything at this point in time.
Regina Police Chief Evan Bray, any further indication of the men, I guess, being in Regina or area?
No, you know, we're still working on, as I mentioned earlier, the last credible, reliable information that we were provided, which was happening yesterday, through work that we had received through witnesses, but also through some investigative techniques as well. So we were and are confident that they were in town yesterday. We have no information to tell us otherwise that they have since left or whether they're still here, but we are operating under the opinion that they still are in this community.
RCMP Assistant Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore, is there any indication, yesterday it was mentioned at the news conference late in the afternoon that some of the victims were known to the suspects and of course others at random. Were some of the victims targeted?
We believe there were victims who were targeted by these individuals. At the very least, they were known to these individuals, which would indicate they were targeted. Other individuals, it appears at this point in time, were random victims. Our investigation is certainly, that's part of the actions that our investigators are taking to confirm that information and follow up with those connections. But at this point in time, we do believe that some were targeted and others were random.
Okay, we'll get a final word first from you, Regina Police Chief Evan Bray. Your message right now.
Please call police. Notify us if you have any information that can lead to the location of these suspects. As I mentioned, priority right now is bringing them safely into custody, which will allow really an entire province and nation to move forward on what is a tragic situation.
And for RCMP Assistant Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore, your message?
Similar to Chief Bray's message, both individuals, Miles Sanderson and Damian Sanderson, have been charged with first-degree murder. And I would ask that people remain vigilant. You know, as people return from long weekend travel, if you see something suspicious, please report it. And if you have any information on the vehicle or the whereabouts of these two individuals, please call police as quickly as possible.
RCMP Assistant Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore, Regina Police Chief Evan Bray, thank you so much for the update.